targeting oil supplies. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukraine says Russian forces blew up a gas pipeline in the country's second largest city.
We understand there was a missile strike in Vasilkiv, just south of the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, targeting an oil depot. There is a fire in the distance. This follows a missile strike this morning that hit an apartment building here in the Ukrainian capital. There's some CCTV footage that shows that missile slamming into a residential building that injured a number of people.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The United Nations reports more than 200 civilian casualties in the fighting in Ukraine since Thursday. The U.S. and European leaders put sanctions on Russia's financial sectors. President Biden on the No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen podcast.
My goal from the very beginning was to make sure that I kept all of NATO and the European on the same page. Because the one thing I think that Putin thought he could do was split NATO, creating a great aperture for him to be able to walk through.
And that
hasn't happened.
Ukrainian forces slowed down larger and more powerful Russian military from closing in on the country's capital. Former President Trump criticized President Biden's handling of Russia and Vladimir Putin while speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida.
Putin is playing Biden like a drum, and it's not a pretty thing as somebody that loves our country to watch. Just not a pretty thing to watch.
Republicans are focused on taking back the House from Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a suspected missile into the sea off its eastern coast. Japan's defense ministry says it was possibly a ballistic missile. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is having an impact on gas prices in the U.S.
The oil prices hit an eight-year high this week, briefly topping $105 a barrel. Nationwide, the average cost of a gallon of gas is $3.59, up from $2.69 a year ago. And Russia's attack on Ukraine could drive those prices even higher. Russia is a major oil producer, and there's fears of supply disruptions. Industry analysts believe gas prices could end up climbing to $4 a gallon in the U.S. And here in California, we've already hit that mark. I just spoke to a driver here in Los Angeles who was paying $5.36 a gallon to fill up this morning.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Las Vegas police say 14 people were shot, one man died, at a hookah lounge early Saturday after a fight broke out during a party. Two people suffered critical injuries. L.A. Lakers superstar LeBron James has no plans to leave for another NBA team.
The 18-time All-Star says he sees himself being with the purple and gold as long as he can play. There had been speculation LeBron was planning to move elsewhere. He eventually wants to play with a 17-year-old son, Bronny. LeBron added, it would be cool to play with his son, but that doesn't mean he wants to leave the franchise. James is 37 years old. With one more season remaining on his contract, he's eligible to sign a two-year extension worth at least $97 million. LeBron led the Lakers to the NBA title just 2 years ago. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Trayvon Martin's mother marked the 10th anniversary of the teen's death by thanking those who fight for justice. Sabrina Fulton spoke at the National Action Network with gratitude for the attention on race and justice that resulted from Martin's death. The shooter, George Zimmerman, was acquitted of second-degree murder in 2013. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.